passion for the planet, Sound Publishing.
The environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Not all banks are the same. Not all banks put profits before all else. That's according to Charles Middleton, Managing Director of Triodos Bank in the UK. He's worked for major banks all over the world. So why choose to settle in Bristol, running a small bank with ethical ideals?
I was on a bit of a journey probably throughout my time with Barclays. That journey was influenced by obviously living in India. I had huge exposure to the sort of challenges that a developing country faces. And in some ways, the challenge of personally thinking about how you can do anything about it. And of course, there were ways you could do things about it. There were some fantastic street children projects there that I got slightly involved in and continued being involved with when I came back to the UK through my passion for photography and sending some photographs to some very kind friends. And then I think spending some time in Africa again, when I was there, the AIDS issue was starting to emerge in a much more open way. And trying to sort of grapple with that because such a huge problem. This was in Botswana, where it's a massive problem. And seeing some really inspiring people, local Botswana, getting a hold of this and standing up and saying that we've got to take ownership of this issue and really deal with it. And so I suppose sort of the journey was, you know, about banking, but it was sort of filled with examples of individuals just really taking the opportunity and picking up the challenge of doing something about one of these major issues themselves. So then I was very lucky to come across Triodos. This provided an opportunity to really sort of move the emphasis of what I was doing, keeping the banking sort of element to it, but moving the emphasis to something that was much more aligned with where I wanted to be from a sort of purpose point of view.
And having spent time in the home of microfinance in India, have you brought those kind of ideas in the UK as well?
Triodos had the microfinance idea firmly in place way before I got here, so I couldn't claim credit for that. I think what I have brought is a sense of engagement with some of these issues at quite a personal level, and also an understanding that you can do something about it. And obviously you can do something about it personally, but I think what joining Triodos has enabled me to do is to bring that sort of desire to do something about it into my work as well. And Triodos has been a real opportunity and privilege, if you like, to be part of, working with some fantastically committed people within Triodos and then engaging with some really astoundingly impressive people out there who are actually doing the projects that we support.
What sort of skill set do you think you need to run a bank like this?
I think a very strong awareness that profit is not what it's all about, but that profit has to be part of the makeup of what we're doing. We're a bank, we're regulated, and if we are genuinely concerned about being sustainable, then there's no point in me signing up at the end of the year and saying, you know, we've done some good stuff, but by the way, we've lost £1 million. That doesn't work. So sort of getting that very, I think, exciting mix of sort of worrying about the profit side, but the people side and the planet side in a joined up way, certainly challenging, but much more fulfilling. So I think an understanding of that is very important. And then an interest in people. We have a fantastic group of people here at Triodos who make what we do happen. And then, as I said, we have a fantastic group of people outside with our customers who we engage with. And if you're interested and passionate about them, then the rewards that you get back are huge.
Because you work with lots of businesses who are doing social or environmental projects as part of their business, what do you think you've learned from them about how you can combine both profitability and doing something, let's say, good?
Well, firstly, that it's eminently possible, and not just possible, but it actually can work well for everybody concerned. So that comes through very clearly. I mean, obviously, if we're lending to projects and people, they have to be able to repay the lending. So just by doing that, they're demonstrating they can be commercially successful, and that you shouldn't have to sacrifice all your values and ethos simply to survive as a business. It just is not necessary. And that is proved time and time again by the people we work with, and indeed by Triodos itself.
Comparing, say, the people that you lent money to when you were with Barclays and other people that you may lend money to here at Triodos, do you think actually some of these people find it harder to run their businesses? In fact, their businesses aren't quite so profitable. They have to put more effort and time in than maybe some traditional businesses that aren't taking environmental concerns as part of their business model.
I think it does bring some additional challenges, for sure, because you're thinking about a broader range of issues. Your sort of bottom line is a broader bottom line than simply when you're driven by profit. And yes, that does introduce some challenges. Having said that, I think in today's sort of climate, where people are so much more aware of the environmental issues and social issues, it's a much more rewarding way to manage your business because you are so much more in sympathy with where the world is going. But I have huge admiration for the people who we support and lend to who are managing business in this way, because it does mean you've got to think about a broader range of things every day in terms of how you're managing business, and that can be very challenging sometimes.
If you had some tips to give somebody who's thinking about starting a business like that, what would you say to them?
I would say approach it with a firm commercial hat on as well as an ethical and social hat on, because if you don't, then all your passion and commitment will come to nothing because it won't work as a scheme or a project. So I think be very hard-nosed on the business side so that the sort of passion for the social model can really come through at work and get some good people around you.
That's Charles Middleton, Managing Director of Triodos Bank UK, and there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet Sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet Sound Publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.